In church, we discussed this on Wednesday night. We were saying, well, can you shout in church? You certainly can shout in church. And then, so I found out that Vicky was ex-Catholic, whatever that is. I could have been an ex-Lutheran, I suppose. But anyways, she said, well, we couldn't yell in church like that. I said, well, you've been liberated. So she's taking her liberty today. I appreciate that so very much. Amen. And we have a young man that's going to give us a little testimony. Corey, you want to come on up here? Just some of the things that God's doing in this young man's life. And he's changing. He's being changed by the power of God. So let's hear what he's got to say. Do we have a mic here? All right. Oh, it's hiding. That's about the biggest Bible I've ever seen.
Okay, thank you. How's everybody this morning? Pretty good? All right. Well, today is a day where normally I feel sad and I don't want to be around people. The Father has blessed me and helped me realize that there's family there for me every day. I just never noticed it. And not just in people, just in everything around us, the energy and everything around us. We're never alone. We're never alone. A lot of people forget that. The countries of different emotions, of different things people have portrayed as different gods, and there's only one main one, love and affection for ourselves, believing in ourselves and for other things. Caring about one another, caring about everything, that's the main important thing. A lot of people forget that, and that results in just a hollowness in our heart that we don't feel can be filled, because there's so much of it nowadays. You want to find that one thing you're always looking for, but it's always there. It's always in your heart. It's just hiding. A lot of things hide this thing. A lot of things make it seem like it's never there anymore. It's always there. So many things we collect, so many items that we have and cherish, we lose those, and then we feel it's lost, but it's not lost. It's the memories of having it. For me, it's my sons. On the day that I lose them, I have always felt that I have lost them, and looking into other people's children, I remember that. I should not be focusing on it like that. I should be focusing on the love I did feel for them. Even on the day that it was bad, I can see that the life carries on within other people. And just believe in yourself. Never forget that love and happiness inside yourself. You can always find that love and happiness. You'll never forget that, and nobody can ever rob that from you. If you make a choice, that's your choice. Nobody can ever take that away from you. They can try, but you made that choice yourself. That's the love and affection you show to show other people. Whether or not good or bad, you still care about them. Amen. Because you're showing them the time and place of yourself. You'll never forget about that. People try and rob you of that, but don't let them. That is you. That is who you are. Not just who you are, but the connection you share with everything. Every person, everything out there, animals, all of it. I just want you to remember today and bring that with you. Never forget that love you have inside yourself. Never forget who you are, whether or not it's in a book of the Bible, whether or not it's in a hat you wear, whether or not it's in an item you possess, whether or not it's in a person, a child, anything. Never forget that love and affection you show for everything and every person there. With that, I thank Jesus and my Father, the Father of the Lord, the Father of love, the Father of life. Thank you, everybody, for being there for me and showing me what a family is. I've looked for a long time for a family, and I've always had it. So I thank you all.
Hallelujah. Have a good day. Let's stretch our hands this way. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this young man. And, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in his life. And, God, the changing power of a God that lives on the inside of us and the love that you show to us every day. And as Corey was saying, man, if we could remember how much God loves us and how good God is to us, we release your blessings upon this young man now and walk with him, especially in these next 6 months, powerfully, and change his life forever. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Bless you, buddy. Good word. Hallelujah. Kind of surprising how many preachers God's raising up. Well, I tell you what, that's good stuff. Were you nervous? little bit good. Good. If you're not nervous, then something's wrong. Praise the Lord. Such a fantastic, fantastic time we're having. We Wednesday evening, we started a new journey, and I was up at about 2:30, 3 o'clock reading through the journey last night and trying to, you know, take it from my head to my heart. You know what I'm saying? Because if I can get it in my heart, I know it'll change me. If it stays in my head, a good chance 1 week later, I'll forget. Because even if you got a good head on your shoulders, you have to have a God head on your shoulders. Amen? And Jesus is the head of the church. And when we get his head on our shoulders, he's going to work. It's all about your heart. It's all about the depths of the inside and of you. And what God thinks about you, and his thoughts are good about you. Amen? And he's a good God, and not only part of the time, but all the time. And so if you go to him, you'll see the goodness of God, and then you'll start seeing it in yourself. Hallelujah. And so I was just thinking about some of the areas, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and then we have 9 gifts of the Spirit. And I'm just going to touch on some things today. In Galatians 5, praise God, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. There are 9 fruits, and but it didn't say fruits of the Spirit, it said fruit of the Spirit. And so just with that thought, we'll read through. Fruit of the Spirit and 9 gifts of the Spirit marinates and meditates on these things, and it'll change your life. In Galatians 5, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seduction, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. All right, there are 17 acts. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. That's the acts of the flesh, okay? And we've always wondered, you know what, we have to get rid of all them things so we can get good enough to walk with God. But the fact is God gave us a provision to get rid of them. And that provision was to take it and to count it all dead and put it in the grave with Christ, all right? And bury it. It's dead. You bury it. And a dead person, you don't drag back up out of the ground and try to resurrect it because it's dead. It's buried. And so those works of the flesh needs to be buried with the finished work that was done on the cross through the death, burial, and resurrection. Resurrection speaks of the fruit of the Spirit, okay? Now, Jesus showed, he was a perfect man walking on the earth. So his flesh man, I mean, it wasn't like he had to deal with all these things. He had to deal with them, but he had victory over all of them, all right? In his lifetime, he won that battle, and that's why we can win that battle. But he showed us the example that we would go to the cross and be crucified with him, okay? You know, arms wide open, crucified with him, and then off the cross, we go into the grave with him. And the old man, the flesh man, is buried. And the example that we have is baptism. We are buried with him in baptism. In other words, when you go down underneath the water, what happens is you're saying, I'm dead. My flesh, all of these 17 things that were mentioned, lives no longer. That's the only way that God, I mean, God the Father and God the Son and the Holy Ghost having this meeting up in heaven, they said this is the only way that man can be set free. And so these things, if they're already dealt with, we don't have to deal with them anymore, right? Okay? You know, I mean, if you buried some, you don't have to deal with it anymore. And so the Bible gives us an understanding to reckon the old man dead. So every morning when you get up, you say, I reckon I'm dead. I'm reckon that the old man doesn't live anymore. I reckon that it was buried in Christ through baptism. So we don't have to deal with the old man anymore. It's buried. And so really what we're trying to do is deal with the new things. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are brand new. So if we're dealing with the new things and we've buried the old things, then we're going to start having victory in every aspect of our life. I noticed something about the scriptures. If you read the scriptures on head knowledge, really what it is, it's almost somewhat condemning, can condemn you. And if you don't put it in perspective, you say, well, I'm going to have to do this, this, and this to be good. But if he gave us the provision to get rid of all of the old things that were making us and holding us back, and we've been set free from them, we don't have to worry about them anymore, right? They're buried. Does that make some sense? Okay. And don't take it back. I said, yeah, but. Because we could say, yeah, but the fact is, they're dead and buried. And the works of the flesh. And then, so let's go to something new and exciting. I like this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We've been set free from the law, right? We're not serving the law anymore. The Ten Commandments, they were an example, a tutor for us to show us that we couldn't fulfill anything. We couldn't do it on our own. We needed Christ. And if we didn't need Christ, then he died in vain. And the fact is, he didn't die in vain. And so all of these fruits, or fruit of the Spirit, nine fruits of the Spirit, they're a one package plan. And I will always, you know, maybe a couple of weeks ago I went, you know, love, joy, peace. Yes, I like it, I like it, I like it. But then when it comes to long suffering, I'm going, I don't like it anymore. When it comes to gentleness, I don't like it anymore. When it comes to goodness, I don't like it anymore, because I think I can pick and choose. But when he said the fruit of the Spirit, now fruit was a small f, but the Spirit was a large S, right? Okay, so this fruit is a one package plan. We take the whole package. We take the whole package because it is the fruit of the Spirit. And we have these things in us if we are new creations in Christ, because the Spirit, big S, lives in us. It come into our spirit, little s, and changed us. We have the big S, the Spirit of God living on the inside of us. So then these fruits will just, they'll start showing up. They'll start showing up. I remember the first day that I got saved. Now, it didn't seem like much was happening, but 3 weeks later, there was earthquakes all over my life. I mean, things were being shaken. Everything that could be shaken, I didn't know what to think. And I started reading a book called the Bible, and things began to just change, because there were some things going on in the inside of me that was being established. And so maybe we're not all there, perfect yet, but all of these fruits are in our lives as we press into the things of God. Amen? Okay, fruit of the Spirit. You don't get to pick one. They come in a package. This is dealing with your character. You know, you've heard the statement that he's quite a character or she's quite a character. You know, these fruits are dealing with your character, and they will change you. I mean, when you get into this long-suffering deal, it's going to change your life. Some examples in the Bible. David was into long-suffering. It took him many, many years. He ran from the king of Israel. He was chased. I mean, it was quite a deal, but he stayed in there, and then he became the king by the prophetic word that was spoken over him by Samuel. He became the king of Israel. But it's not always easy. It's not just a cakewalk in the park. You have to stand in there. You have to be faithful and allow these things to just be marinate in you. And when you meditate on it, you know, are you going to go through difficult times this week? A good chance. Are you going to have negative thoughts this week? A good chance. What do we do with negative thoughts? Kill them. Kill them. There, I like that. This is a good word in church. Kill them. What are you trying to do out there? Well, we're trying to kill them. And really what we're trying to do is we're trying to kill negative thoughts with the power of the fruit of the Spirit, because that's character changing. I am being changed today. Now, I'm not perfectly done yet, but God, if I submit to Him, He is changing me into the glory of God, not into something that is acceptable, but into His glory, into His strength, into His might. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a warrior for Christ. You see, I mean, things are changing. And this is who He's changing us into. And so the challenge is let the process continue. Amen? Okay, so then we go on. And so that's the nine fruits of the Spirit, or fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit, you don't have to, I'm going to go to the nine gifts of the Spirit. And so you got a gift going. You got the fruit of the Spirit that's changing your character. Now you get gifts. Now, if you don't get the character, it's difficult to deal with the gift. Because someone without character becomes very dangerous with a gift. You know what I'm saying? So you could have a gift, and you wouldn't need really necessarily even know how to work it, or if you worked it, but it was for damage instead of good. You know, if you use the wisdom of God for damage instead of good, that would be dangerous, right? And so the character of God through the fruit of the Spirit is changing us, a one-package plan, and temperance is being worked in our life. And long-suffering is being worked in our life, and goodness is being worked in our life. Don't take it away, because you're in process. You see, like you want to pull out the potter's wheel. I don't want to be formed anymore into the image and the likeness of God. If you pull off, you almost have to start over again. And that's very frustrating. I do not want to pull off, because a king being raised to be a king, he has to stay in sync so that he can be a powerful king. And David was a powerful king. Joseph was second in command of all of Egypt because he stayed in there. The fruit of the Spirit was worked in him. He was in prison for many years, but that spiritual force of God was working in him to change him. Amen? And so then the gifts started coming along, and just taking example, Joseph. And Joseph, again, you remember his brothers took him, sold him into slavery, threw him in a pit. Then he went to Potiphar's house. He was doing very good, had great favor. And then he got accused of raping Potiphar's wife. He got thrown back into the pit. And then he went for several years. And God was performing a tremendous character transformation in his life. He was being transformed. He was innocent. God says, you know, that guy is innocent. And so God was working on his behalf. Amen? And so the gifts of the Spirit, here are just reading them. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, important, the same Spirit. Okay? And these are differences, and these are of different administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. So the God that's working in you is the God that's working in me. All right? And so if He's working in me or you, you're as important as working in me, right? God does not differ in saying, well, you know, the spirit of this person is going to be stronger than the spirit of this person. He gives us the goals that we've been called to accomplish on this earth. He gives us those. And those goals, if you accomplish them, each one of them are pretty much the same. And it was talking about the same Spirit, capital S. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. How many people would like the word of wisdom in your life? That's first gift. Second gift is to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Would you like the word of knowledge? What is the word of knowledge? It's when God will come and he'll talk to you about some situation and he's given you it and you speak into it and it literally changes the whole situation. Okay, so you have the Spirit of wisdom, you have the Spirit of knowledge. Now, this is what Joseph was walking in. Okay? He didn't go before the Pharaoh with nothing in hand, right? He was in a jail. Usually you don't take a jailbird and take him outside and he becomes second in command of all of Egypt. That doesn't usually happen, right? So something was going on. God was changing the situation for Joseph. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. How many people would like to work miracles? What, you know what? Come on. I'm wanting to find the people that work miracles. And apparently not everyone has that gift that can work miracles. So give me the miracle working power that person's walking in for miracles, all right? How about healings? You know, I love praying for the sick, but you know what? Sometimes my prayers don't seem like they're doing too much of anything. But if you get someone that has the gift of healing, come into the room, and you see, this is why the body of Christ has to identify who they are, right? And that's really what Game Changers, what's going on. God's trying to tell us, this is who you are, now function in it. Now, it'd be like a brain surgeon, if I had some brain problems, and I wouldn't go to the pig farmer and ask for working on my brain. He's a pig farmer. Right? If I needed pork, I'd go to the pig farmer. But if I'm needing a brain doctor, then he needs to come and work on my head, right? But if he never told me that he was a brain doctor, I'd be just out in the dark. And this is the body of Christ. Many times, God has told you something. God has prophetically spoke over your life. And you go, well, praise God, that felt good. You walked out the door, but it didn't change you into being what God had told you that you were. Right? Does that make some sense? You see, God's trying to get a point across to us. If God said this about you, then that's what he's thinking about you in heaven. And that's what we're trying to get across is, you know what? You are more than what you've become, whatever that means. But if you got the gift of healing, how many people here have the gift of healing? Okay. How many people here have the gift of miracles, working miracles? If you won't raise your hand, then I won't know that you have the gift of miracles and I won't use you. Go ahead and raise your hands. There you go. Go ahead and raise your hand real high. Okay, we got two. All right, good. Two miracle. Now, that's miracle working people right over in that corner. Who told them that they had miracle power? Maybe they received it from the word and it jumped out at them and said, man, I feel that miracle working power. That's my deal. Or someone, a prophetic person, has come up and began to speak. You have miracle working power that's working on the inside of you. You see what I'm saying? And so, but you're going to have to, Michaela, you're going to have to raise your hand. I have miracle working power. And then God brings the provisions to Michaela for that miracle working power. You will not get the provisions unless you know who you are. Hello? Nation changing. I mean, wisdom. Some people are walking with wisdom in changing nations. But if you never pronounce that out of your mouth, you'll never get the permission or the provisions to change nations. You know, this is so good, man. It's a life-changing deal that God has brought us into. And I think we're in a moment of time that we have to just concentrate and even slap ourselves in the morning if necessary to say, God, you're trying to get a point across to me. Hallelujah. And these gifts are so powerful. And then it goes on to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. How many people can discern spirits? Really, you have that in? Okay, our sister right there, go ahead and raise it high. Gene, get them up high. Okay, so now here we got two people that can discern spirits. Now, it's not spirit, not God's spirit, it's spirits. In other words, evil spirits. You can discern evil spirits. You can feel like, oh boy, something's going on here. And when they have that type of discernment, they're also equipped to deal with evil spirits. You know, you could have discernment, but then after you find out they're there, you have to have the provisions to deal with evil spirits. And so God will send the provisions, but if I would never have pointed this out, would you have known that they have discerning of spirits? No. And so, body of Christ, I believe that in each one of these areas, God is doing something on the inside of us to relate to these areas, because we have 9 fruits of the Spirit that is changing our character. Praise God. I'm getting nicer. I'm being changed by the power of Jesus. You know what? Now, I'm not talking about swearing. That was crucified. I'm not talking about drunkenness. That was crucified. I'm not talking about drugs. That was crucified and was buried with Christ. I'm talking about your mind, will, and emotions coming into the image and the likeness of God himself. Because that's really where we're seated. And you'd say, well, you know what? Yeah, but how about all the problems? You don't have no problems. The only problem you have is making sure that you're in sync with the Father. Amen? Because when you get in sync with him, we've already dealt with the old man. He's dead and buried, praise God, in baptism. And now we're dealing with the new man, encouraging him, building him up, strengthening him that he could go forth and do powerful things for the Lord. Amen? That's who he's looking for on earth. God is looking for men and women that will stand up, be what they've been called to be, and then go forth in it. Amen. And you're going to have to raise your hand sometime, someplace, that's saying, God said this to me, and I take this on. Now, just in closing in this, the spirit of prophecy is really what God thinks about you from heaven. Right? I mean, somebody comes and they prophesy over you. Hopefully it's the spirit of the Lord. If it's not, don't take it. If it's a negative, don't take it, because God's not prophesying negative things over his body. It's positive. It's building up. Now, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm talking about God building his body, because the old man's been crucified with Christ, and now we live in a new creative man. What's going on in Corey's life right now, when he got up here, that was a powerful testimony of the changing power of Christ in his life. And it's going to be very interesting that this young man is going to stand before governors and forces of government to give the word of the Lord. Remember Dave Wagner? He tried to kill himself 9 times. He couldn't even succeed at that. Now he's standing before some of the mightier men and women throughout the earth. How does that happen? Is that you reckon that old one dead and you raise your hand, and I am a prophet to the Most High God on the earth. You see, they might laugh at you. They might even point the finger and say, I have the power of healing, the healing ministry. They might do a lot of different things. But take what God has told you and walk in it. And you might have to take some suffering with that. But that's not a problem, because you're going to get the results taken. So prophetically, God is speaking to us today. Amen? Hallelujah. Paulette is a good friend of mine. And would you please just stand? I didn't go to her first. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit upon this lady's life, her life has been a reflection of who you are and what you're wanting to do. Father, right now, we lay hands on and we believe, Lord, these eye situations that's going on. We break the power of blindness. We come against the forces that would, even shrinking blood vessels in the eyeball. Father, we ask, Lord, that she comes into the normal strength and power of God. And the Spirit of the Lord would say that this is the day that I have created for you, saith the Lord. And this is your day and this is your greatest hour. And I'm going to begin to do a new work in you. You'd say, yes, but it's been so many years. Can you do something with this old vessel? And I say, I'm putting you back on the potter's wheel, saith the Lord. And I'm going to begin to do a new work. And there's going to be a new hope and a new idea on the inside of you, who you are and what you've been created to do. For from the very, very day that you were conceived in your mother's womb, I have known you. And I'm knowing you, and you've had thoughts of greatness towards me. And now I'm going to show you my greatness. And I even see you walking, and you're going to see the glory of God and be like Moses being hid by God. And then all of a sudden, he sees the hinder part of God and changes his entire life because of the goodness and the greatness of who God is. Father, we release this prophetic gift. A prophetic gift upon her, a vision for her life in these days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sarah, would you just stand up here and I'm just going to pray. Now, again, what we're doing, we're praying for some needs, whether it be healing, we can do that. But the fact is, God has a prophetic word, and the prophetic word for Sarah is, Lady, I've watched you. Lady, I have heard you. Lady, you are my lady. You are my doll from heaven. You are the one that I have poured out my life for, even in this day and this hour. And you've felt me many, many different times, but these days that you'll begin to understand that I'm with you in a new and living way. My thoughts towards you are good thoughts. My thoughts towards you are thoughts of prosperity. My thoughts towards you and your children and your husband and your household is good. And as you begin to pray and declare with your mouth what I have called you to be, for I have called you to be one that will have wisdom from on high. The wisdom of the Lord is upon you even this day, saith the Lord. And you're going to begin to see my hand and my word begin to stir on the inside of you. And I'm going to give you scriptures that are going to jump off the pages of the Bible. And you're going to take them and you're going to begin to speak them and confess them over the situations in your life. And you're going to see change, a tremendous change in anything that you pray. In fact, I see an open heaven to you, that God is opening up his heaven. And what you see and what you say will be something that you will actually document the miracles that are going to happen in the days ahead. Father, we release this blessing and this prophetic word upon her life now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Juan, why don't you stand up? And the Spirit of the Lord saying that I have made you fire, and I have made you ice, and I have made you all things, for this is your desire. And even in the days ahead, I will take you as a nation changer, saith the Spirit of God. I am placing the spirit of the preacher on the inside of you, and you will begin to have knowledge and wisdom from the holy place, from the heavenly place. And I'm taking you, and I'm going to begin to transform you from the inside out. There's a stirring on the inside of you. There's almost like a shout from the throne room of God. And God's saying, Son, rise up. Son, be all that I have called you to be. I see a prophetic word coming on your mouth. In fact, I see you very prophetic. That God's going to give you prophetic words that you're going to speak out. And people will be in awe. They'll say, where did Juan figure that word out? Where did that come from? And God said, I am pouring out and invading your life from heaven, saith the Spirit of the Lord. This is your finest hour. This is your finest strength. And I see a tremendous leadership, not only in your family, but your extended family. I see men and women coming and saying, I want to be around Juan. Just like when you were in the world, people wanted to be around you because you're kind of the life of the party. But there's a new party in town, and this party will break down the religious spirits. It'll break down the cultural things that have held you in the past. And I see you as almost like a deliverer of your people, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And in the words, and I see some miracle working power of healing. Because God's placing a healing anointing upon you for this season of time to say, when we speak to God, He hears. And I see a miracle in your wife, Sonia, right now. We prayed yesterday. But I see you going home and laying hands on her and coming against that sugar diabetes in Jesus' name. And you're going to see it in your own household and in your extended household. Say it to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Game changers is changing the game. And if those words are from the Lord, you receive them, you take them, and you walk in them, and you're going to see your whole life change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Matt, why don't you stand up? There's something. Come on, buddy. Amanda, why don't you stand up? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, get the whole gang. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit of the living God. I see the power of deliverance coming. God saying, I deliver my people out of the enemy territory. And I'm breaking powers. I'm breaking principalities. I'm coming against any dark area that would want to try to capture and hold you in any place. And I'm calling you to the light of my gospel, saith the Lord. And I see a visitation of the Lord coming to you and Amanda. God, I see you coming and speaking literally right into their lives. And there's going to be a powerful deliverance, a hand of deliverance that is going to be upon you. Because God has seen your anguish. God has seen the places that you walked. And you said, I want to be. And it seems like you keep on falling and tripping and here and there. But God is bringing stability to both of your lives and your family's life. Father, we release the blessing and the provision of God upon their lives. And Father, I even ask, Lord, for a sneak peek of what you're doing in their lives. And Matt, I just see you as one that would stand up. And as you do, you'll see the provisions of God all around you. If you will stand and say, all the rest of the stuff has been dealt with, I can walk as a new man. I can receive everything that He has because I am His chosen vessel for this time and this season. And I see you taking your daughters, and I see your family, and shooting your daughters into this next generation. And they will have, thus saith the Lord, upon their lips, because you've decided, even at this time, it's not too late. It's never too late for God. God is anointing your daughters to go forth in a powerful, powerful sense. And they're going to be changed because you decided to change yourself. Father, we release that change, game changers, upon both Amanda and Matt now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wednesday evenings are kind of what we're doing, something on that area, because you need a word before you can walk in a word. All right? And you can read the Word of God, and it will come off the pages. There's certain scriptures that will come off the pages. But when someone prophesies to you, grab the prophecy. Live the prophecy, and you'll see it being fulfilled in your life. Knock off all condemnation, all negative areas. Father, we come against the spirit of any negative thing spoken over our prayer house up here. Andy, we come against, I stand with you now, Dan and Joe. I stand against anything negative that has ever been spoken over that prayer house in Jesus' name. And Father, we release the power of God's hand to begin to move in such a way that they will even see the glory of God coming down on that place because people decided to pray and seek God's face. We release that now in Jesus' name. We come against anything that was spoken against this place. And God, we release your blessings, and we bind up the negative reports that have been spoken over this place, especially if they're a lie. And Father, we just release your power now in this place to be everything that you can be in each one of us. Wade, you're my friend. But you know what? You're even more than a friend to me. You're a friend of God. And even the battles that you fought and the things that's tried to knock you down and tried to put you out of commission, God has never changed his mind. He's never changed the word of the Lord that he's spoken over you. It's still yes. It's still amen. God is serious about what he spoke over your life. And so I encourage you as a friend of mine and a friend of God that he's going to show you some great things here in 2016. Hallelujah. Well, again, what do you say except I'm excited. Dave, I'm excited, man. God's got some great things. He's changing us. He's doing the things that need to happen in our lives. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for the prophetic words. I thank you, Lord, that you're working on our behalf. And if we have negative thoughts in our minds that keep on pulling us down to be just earth men, Father, we come against them now and set us free. For the Spirit of the Lord is, we are set free to worship and to serve you. Today I pray, Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord will go with each person. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for Mark right now. In fact, I just feel like Mark, God has a word. I hear Father of Fathers. And you've watched and you've seen and you've wondered, but God's saying you're a Father of Fathers. And I've called you as one that knows things about fatherhood and the love of the Father, just having experience with your family with those in your family. But I'm going to even give you a greater measure of love of the Father in these days ahead. And that your heart is going to be changed. It won't be a heart of stone, but it'll be a heart of flesh and a heart of a father. And you'll see a generation, you'll see people where you're not a weeping man or one that will go out and weep very often, but you're going to have the spirit of weeping in certain times of your life. It might be a walk in an evening hour or at night. Father, we release the heart of the Father's ministry upon his life. We release that now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we could do this all day. So may you be blessed today. Have a wonderful, wonderful day in Christ. You're dismissed. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. We love you, Lord.
Lost all control, I am saved.